coal miner for coming on for the second time. We say, por favor, bro.
Por favor.
Por favor. Por favor for having me, boys. What a pleasure to be here. Por favor. What about Giselle Buchanan? Oh, my God.
No, Giselle. Giselle Buchanan.
Giselle Buchanan.
She'd be the greatest.
Oh, fantastic.
I didn't know we just had a full sort of listenership of linguists that are just, you know, all over everything language. They're just like all over it, boys. Yeah, good.
Like they were all over Conrad earlier, Shawnee.
Yes, they were. Wasn't it off the map late? I text you, Sugar. So when I was on, it was 280. Might have just hit 290, actually. And then by the time they jumped, I think it was $2.30 with Sportsbet. So the money really hit it late. I just want to know what's sort of how far up the shelf we're going tonight, Fletcher. Are we going right to the top for the sort of the Mickey Don Julio? Where are we landing?
Yeah, I think it's Don Julio. And I think actually no, it's not Don Julio. It'll be 1800. It'll be Añejo though.
And did you see Shawnee doubled it up? He went back to the Kim War stable after that. Back to 40-1 pop in the next race.
I missed that. They go back-to-back, did they?
Yeah, they went back-to-back.
There you go.
Exactly the same ride. Now, just before we get onto some markets, there is an announcement here I'm seeing on the Racing Channel. Racing New South Wales are making an announcement. Have you got any sort of inside running as to what's going on here?
Yeah, so we're partnering. I think this is where you're going, Shug, with Racing New South Wales. There's a big announcement earlier today, and it's the 6 major sprint races this coming spring. It's going to be known as a Sports Bet Sprint Series, and it includes the Everest as well. So it's going to be like a points-based system. You get 5 points for a win, 4 for a second placing, and so on. So all the sprinters that are cherry ripe across spring will be finding it out for the prize of the Sportsbet Sprint Champion. And I think it's something like a lazy $6 million in prize money, in bonus prize money that they're going to be finding it out for. I think the winner might get $2.5 million. So there you go. It's all happening in spring. PVL not mucking around once again.
No, I did see a post, actually. I'll dig that out from a prominent trainer suggesting that he may not be running in Victoria. I'll better get the correct post. I think it was one. Anyway, I'll come back to that, Shawnee boy. I should have been more
organised. Tell you
what,
was PVL at this press conference? No one upset him.
He wants to give it to Dominic. Yeah, he was there. He was there, front and centre. He's up and about at the moment, PVO. I like when he's in this sort of mood.
Yeah.
Takes no prisoners.
He wants to just headbutt Perrottet.
What a fight that would be. Can we organise that? I know Gail's fighting 2 blokes.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Perrottet and Pistol Pete.
Oh, mate, I'm back in Pistol.
Oh, so am I.
Yeah, I reckon he can throw him down.
So am I. Righto, Shawnee. You've had an extra 24 hours to sort of think about round 21 of this premiership. What have you seen?
Yeah, well, pretty much every game here is rock solid from when I last spoke to you last night. I think the one, excuse me, that I'm really keen on is the Roosters now. -4.5 on the board at the moment. They're $1.60 head-to-head, $2.35 for the Broncos. No Pat Carrigan for the Broncos, obviously. And I just saw a few little cracks in that Broncos defence that probably have always been there this year. And that was probably our concern at the start of the year. But they managed to score a lot of points and blow a few teams away. So they're in a good posse, but last week, you know, they really needed to win that game to almost cement themselves in the top 4. But we know the Roosters, they're fighting it out just to make the semi-finals. They're fighting it out for that 8th position. And I just think with that Broncos right edge, I think the Roosters might just be able to have a little feast down there. So I'm going to be on the Roosters minus. I think it might just keep ticking up. And the other one, very little confidence. I think I just have to be with the Titans as well. I know they're on the road down at the Storm, but that Storm back 5, I've been waxing lyrically about it ad nauseum, as you know.
Yes.
It is awful. So 17.5 points, it's big enough just to have a few shillings on it and pay to find out. Hopefully they can keep it nice and close. Can't see them winning the game down there, but 17.5 points, it's a big enough line, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Well, crap stat, what about this? So the left winger versus the Gold Coast, Brian.
Left wing, Gold Coast.
Left
yes.
winger, whoever's playing the Gold Coast. In the last 4 games, 11 tries.
What?
That's nearly 3 a game.
Gibbo.
Crap stack.
Dean Irimia, we're looking at you.
Oh, bullfrog. Keep your hands off my bullfrog.
yes, the bullfrog. What else you got, Shauno?
Now, this is really going to pain me, this little market update here, because we have some specials for the box. Dean Boxall, I think he's the biggest A grade going around. And I gave it to him last year when he carried on during the Olympics, and now he's back. He's at the Com Games. He's carrying on. So we've got Ariane Titmus. She's swimming in the 400-metre freestyle where she holds the gold medal. She's $1.05 to win. Sorry, she holds the world record, rather. She's $1.05 to win gold here. But what we've done, we've really spiced it up. Because I hate to see him carrying on, so we need to be able to bet on it just to take the take the sting out of it. So we've got a little double here. Titmus to break the world record. Into what celebration does Dean at Boxall do? Now, the favourite here, $7.50, so pretty wide open for him to do the Leighton Hewitt sort of reverse gooseneck come on, which I think he's done before. I think he's done it before, so he's got a few prize there. But the one that he's probably most famous for is the Ultimate Warrior Rope Shake. Remember, he grabbed that banister last year and he just went to town on it.
Yeah.
That's $13. So Titmus breaks the world record. Boxall does the Ultimate Warrior Rope Shake, $13. And then if you really do fancy an outsider, for him to jump in the pool, $101, you get to bet the box to just maybe do a big swan dive into the pool from the pool deck. So, it's going to be painful watching him carry on, but hopefully we can find a winner while he's doing it just to take out the sting from that A-grade behaviour.
Shawnee, is the Ultimate Warrior very similar to the fence pork?
it's eerily similar to the fence pork.
Okay. Yeah. So what price, if you've got the Ultimate Warrior, if he porks the fence, can I multi that?
Well, look, if there is any sort of fence porking going on, I think we're going to pay out the Ultimate Warrior as well. So essentially the same bet. So just get on the rope shake, as we're probably being
rope shake.
Correct shake. With our description there. I'm with you. It's more of a fence pork than a rope shake, but it's $13.
The old fence porker. That's outstanding. I don't think we can beat that this afternoon. Anything else to report, Sean? Are you happy with that?
No, that's all from me. I'm just going to get up to the top shelf and just going to drink the Conrad just like Brian is.
Thank you, Shawnee. Thanks for your support today. Mm. Thanks to all the punters out there. Well done, everyone.
Yeah, congrats to all the connections.
Yeah, well done. Yes, well done, Sean. Maybe Conrad could have a tilt at the sports bet sprint.
You never know.
You never know,
and
mate.
He likes...
Never say never.
I didn't think he had that in him.
No.
He's not a wet tracker.
No.
Bodgy fetlock and all.
Yep.
Put him on the soft, put him on the dry... Pork the fence, will you, Boxer? I'll pork the fence. I'll pork the fence at the new grandstand at Randwick.
The wheat stand.
Just go boom.
Oh, Shorty, we've got to go. Well done, mate. We appreciate
it.
Big shift from the great man today. Two times, which is brilliant.
Thank you.